Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the Eslet Radio Show.
Yeah.
I am your host, Teo, as always, and I am joined by...
Me, Sky. Hello, I'm still here. I haven't been kicked out yet.
So we're a bit early today, aren't we?
A little bit.
So, I've just had an exam and couldn't be bothered to come back later, basically.
So you thought, we'll do it now.
Yeah, so Sky came up, we had lunch, Subway. If you had a look on the Instagram, you would have seen that. And now we're here doing the show.
Yeah.
This will not be our only show for this week.
No, it won't.
As this is episode 79 in total.
As shown by the YouTube description, because I remembered to update it beforehand.
So we'll do two this week. The next one will be on Thursday with a special guest.
Ooh.
Shame
I'm using quick keys for something else, because I'm pretty sure there's an audience. Ooh.
Shall we get into the music to start off with?
Yeah, do you want me to scroll down so you can see what it is?
Yes, please. So today, to start off with, we have Do I Wanna Know by Arctic Monkeys. That came out a bit weird.
I did a bit.
Immortals from Fallout Boy, Send the Reaper from Those Damn Crows, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road from Elton John.
Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome back. During that break, I was looking through my exam question, my practice questions for my next exam, and it's not looking fun.
I mean, no, you did pretty good on that.
Well, that's only like the first two questions, technically.
Yeah, but you got like 20-something marks.
Yeah, I guess so. So my exam that I've just sat is for my video module.
Right.
My video module I was much more confident at than the exam. But the exam went okay. It was... yeah, it was okay.
Mm.
A lot of the stuff that I'd revised was in it, which was good.
Yeah.
The practice paper questions definitely helped understand, like, the structure of the questions and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun 25 marker at the end.
There's always got to be a horrible one in there.
That was basically just, this is a scenario, how would you live stream it? And you have to list every single, like...
That doesn't sound horrible for a 28 marker.
I mean, it wouldn't have been horrible if I had set up the live stream during my practical assessment.
Oh, but you didn't.
No.
Oh.
So I have no idea how to set up a live stream.
Oh dear.
So, I briefly said to you that my exam was a pain.
Yeah.
And didn't tell you why. So during my exam, my computer decided it was going to lose connection to the internet. So my exam failed.
Love when that happens.
Not like... failed. I didn't fail
the
exam.
No, I know
like
what you mean.
The exam that I was doing on the PC failed.
Yeah.
So we had IT come first. He reloaded it, which I was so scared was going to mess up my exam.
Yeah.
Because we were told in the instructions specifically not to reload it.
Yeah.
But he reloaded it and it was like, this isn't an issue to do with me. You'll have to phone the exam people.
Right.
So we phoned the exam people. Well, the invigilators phoned the exam people.
Mm-hmm.
And... we had an exam dude come down, and he was like, right, just, we'll reload it, we'll relog you in, and we'll see what happens.
Mm.
So it reloaded, relogged in, fine. I did it.
Yeah.
I got through maybe 10 minutes more. So by this point, I'd been waiting half an hour for the right people to show up and show me what to do.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to touch anything because there were so many strict instructions that could have
messed
failed
up.
My exam. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did about 10 more minutes of my exam, and then I see that while I'm typing, my answer isn't auto-saving, and it just says, like, a red box, and it says, auto-saved failed.
Oh.
So I click on it, because normally that will save it if you click on it as well, and it just says auto-failed, and then I get a warning saying, this is your last warning, do not try and go off the browser, otherwise you'll be reported and your browser will be closed.
Oh.
And I'm like, but I didn't.
Right.
I didn't do anything, but it was counting every time my screen went to screensaver while it was off during the last set.
Yeah.
It counted as going onto a different browser.
Yeah.
So it had racked up all of these ones, and this was the last one that I the last strike I was allowed.
Yeah.
So, and then I... but I'm in the middle of this exam after doing 10 minutes more of it.
Mm.
and this isn't, it's not, it's failing to save, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, and I get this warning come up.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, I didn't do anything. I go to press OK, and I get another warning over the top of it before I, my mouse has even got there, being like, this is your last, like, you've hit the limit.
Yeah.
We're going to close your browser, you're going to fail the exam, and you've been reported.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse you? Uh-huh. So, put my hand up, invigilators, completely clueless, but really lovely. Come over and they're like, yeah, we don't know what to do. We don't want you to do anything that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because apparently I had been reported for going off of my browser on a locked browser when I didn't do anything. And my autosave wasn't saving.
Yeah.
So she rings the people again and be like, look, it's been 10 minutes. It's doing something again.
Yeah.
Same dude comes back within like 5-10 minutes. And he's like, right, that shouldn't be happening. We think it's the computer. We'll move you over to a different computer.
Yeah.
So I thought, I was so scared that by closing down my browser and stuff, I wouldn't be allowed to redo the, to go back into the exam.
Right.
Because at the beginning, it states that you're not supposed to, like, you can't leave and then come back.
Yeah.
So I thought I would have to either resit the exam or they were going to have to do something specific, which would spend even more time to let me get back into my exam. But they didn't. It was fine. I got back in and then sat the rest of my exam. The time that I was sat there doing nothing while waiting for people to come and fix it for me, I was allowed back on at the end, which was good. And I used most of it, to be fair. And I was like, just to double check, I'm not going to get penalised for technically breaking three of the rules during this exam. Because supposedly I broke three of the rules.
Yeah.
Because according to my test, I spent 2.5 hours on it.
Right.
But that's because for half an
Your
hour
test
of it,
was
I wasn't
breaking. Yeah.
I also was reported for leaving my browser, which I didn't do.
Yeah.
But it reported me for that, so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get penalised for that because it wasn't me. Didn't do it, promise.
Yeah, I know something about that. So the way that the lockdown browser worked, or at least this is what happened in first year for me, when we were doing it, was that it tries to be every type of operating system at once, which means if you move your mouse too fast, it'll think you're doing a gesture, which it'll alert for. If your screen changes, so the PC status changes, it'll alert that you're trying to do something.
Yeah.
It's really not... It's broken. Not your fault. It's just really not a great system.
Yeah. And then the third one I did, or supposedly did, what would have been...
Reopening the exam?
Yeah, leaving and reopening probably.
Yeah. But you didn't leave the room?
No, I just left the exam and moved to a different computer.
Yeah, I think it more means leaving the room and then coming back.
So we have our musical sections coming up next.
We do.
If you can scroll down so I can see everything, please.
Yep.
So we have Raise Our Cups from Hades Town.
We don't have this one anymore.
Oh. When the Chips Are Down, I'm going to assume from Hades Town, and 17 from Heathers.
Are
we back?
Yes.
Oh, we're back. Hello.
Did you not know we were coming back after that?
No, I didn't realise we were coming straight back.
We're
after
back.
The pips. Yeah, so we did have another musical song, but it had to be cut off because I talked too long in the last lot.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry.
That's what the show's for.
Yeah. So we have another general music section coming up next. The pips worked.
Right.
Which Sky was concerned about.
This wasn't a scheduled show.
Added one in.
I did this entirely manually, and I'm very surprised that nothing's broken.
Yeah. So it's going well so far.
It's doing great.
I am not looking forward to revising more later, because I've just... So I've non-stop been revising since, like, last Wednesday,
Pretty
I guess.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I was... Well, I've been doing a little bit of revision since the beginning of April, really. I've full-on...
Yeah.
I did 2 days of work... Well, I did full-on over the weekend as soon as we finished. I did 2 days of work, and then I've been full-on since Wednesday, basically. revising and stuff. So that's been horrible.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and now I've sat one exam, so it's fine.
You're getting there.
And I can't wait till 11:01 on Thursday.
Which
it's
is
gonna be. I'm gonna be so happy that it's just over. As long as I think I've passed while doing the exam, that it's fine. I don't care. Our next songs are Turning Tables by Adele, Someone Like You by Adele, Bones by Imagine Dragons, and Demons by Imagine Dragons.
You really did not need to rush that fast.
Well, I did, so have fun.
See you in a bit.
And we have almost got to the end of my revision paper.
Have we?
Yeah.
Damn.
We've got two questions left of the question that we were on.
Yay. I get to stop helping you with revision.
Well, that's until I go home and do revision when I need you to actually explain why.
I'll do graphics so you can't bug me. I'll help. Anyway.
That's rude. Anyway, that's the end of the show today.
It is.
I hope you enjoyed.
It's been a bit of a rushed one.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a rushed one.
I can't wait to edit this and it's 10 minutes long.
We will be back on Thursday evening. Let me get the time for you.
Do we have a set time?
We do.
Great, I'll put it in.
We will be back at 5 on Thursday the 30th for the 80th episode of Eslet.
In total.
In total.
With a special guest.
With a special guest, yes. That we've been trying to get back for a while.
Yeah.
A little hint there. Yeah, so we look forward to seeing you then. A lot of the shows have finished now.
Yeah, we don't have... I don't quite know what shows are on this week. I know what shows aren't. There is no more Adam Peacock for this year. I imagine Adam Peacock might be coming back next year. The Phantom Sports Show has finished. Behind the Desk is still going on tomorrow. I do not know about Recall Therapy.
I think Film Talk's finished because they made a post earlier about it.
Did they make a post about finishing or just missing the first episode?
I think it was finishing.
Okay. And I have no idea about She Talk Sport or Friday Afternoons with Sam. But
well,
if you keep an eye on the Instagram...
Was up.
If you keep an eye on the Instagram,
already.
Then it'll have information there. But for the moment, we gotta go.
Bye.